Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judge Connelly for the mayors, and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee and the Mills Brothers.
Peggy Lee and the Holy smoke, our program tonight ought to be jumpier than a bullfrog on a pogo stick.
And what could be jumpier than that, Bing?
Well, Bob Hope, if you sneak up behind him while he's working with his counterfeiting set.
You don't mean to say that Hope prints counterfeit money?
Well, just enough to pay his writers.
Oh, see.
Say, Ken, Peggy Lee is here. You're early, Peg.
Hi, Bing, Ken. Was Santa Claus nice to you, boys?
Oh, I did great.
I scored lightly. Dixie got me a wonderful electric sleeping bag for pack trips.
An electric sleeping bag,
yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Say, how can you plug in an electric sleeping bag when you're way back in the woods?
No plug. A very clever cat comes with this bag. You stroke its back and generate your own electricity. Wonderful thing.
Goodness, what will they think of in the gift line next?
I don't know, but I hope I blow it. Nice Christmas, though. Ori Kelly came up with some clever neckties, and the kids got me a Schwinn bike.
I got a Schwinn bike, too.
For Christmas?
No, I schwun it on the Schwizz show.
You swish on what?
Schwizz.
Oh, Schwizz. Oh.
Well, I've been on radio a long time, and I've ever heard anything as shilly as this fruit cheese.
Yes. So, incidentally, Ken, I heard a lot of talk on Bergen's program and Jolson's show, too, celebrating the fact that you've done 2,000 transcontinental broadcasts.
Well, Bing, being a radio announcer is no laughing matter. You know, each broadcast I do takes something out of me.
Takes something out of the listeners, too, Chris.
Here, how about a song from you and Peggy?
Oh, Ken, we got scads of music tonight. We open with, rather extravagantly, with a musical Berlitz, Quanta la Gusta, and we're away.
Opa, opa, Rita!
Quanta la Gusta, 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 Quanta la Gusta, la Gusta, la Gusta, la Gusta, la Gusta, la Gusta.
We've got to get going.
Where are we going and what are we going to do?
Oh, we're on our way to somewhere, the six of us and you.
Oh, what do we see there? Who's going to be there? What'll be the big surprise?
And by the maybe senoritas, the dark and flashing eyes.
We're on our way, pack up your pack.
And if we stay, we won't come back.
How can we go? We haven't got a dime.
But we're going and we're going to have a happy time.
Now someone said they just got back from somewhere, a friend of mine that I don't even know.
He said there's lots of laughs if we can get there.
If that's the case,
that's the case,
that's the place,
that's the place,
the place we want to go.
I'll take a train.
You take a train.
You take a boat.
The water boat.
I'll take a plane.
Off we go.
You ride the goat.
What? We don't care. We'll either walk or climb.
But we're going and we're going to have a happy time.
Nice, Bing, Peg, and all. Simply terrific.
Well, thanks, Ken. It appears your attitude for 1949 is going to be one of well-directed flattery, as usual.
Flattery, nothing, Bing. I'm serious.
Yes, I know. Always about here in the program, the love light for Philco comes into your eyes.
Bing, have you seen Philco's new table radio phonograph? Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, it's gorgeous. The first time I saw one, my heart went city-pat. I thought it was Rita Hayworth.
I have one at home that reminds me of Betty Grable.
Oh, you're so lucky. Folks, if you want Rita Hayworth or Betty Grable in your home, you go to your nearest Philco dealer and ask for Philco's gorgeous new table radio phonograph.
Yes, sir. But say, Bing, a table, Mom.
Yeah.
Suppose somebody listening doesn't have a table.
Better yet, they can hold Rita or Betty on their lap. More effective than...
Oh, of course. Why didn't I think of that?
I bet you did. Ken, would you care to go into detail about this model, or... have all those thousands of commercials you've done left you speechless?
Well, Bing, I am a little weak, but I think I have the strength to press on.
Brave boy, Ken. I shall stand at your side with oxygen, plasma, and your scrapbook.
Bing, you think of everything. Here goes. Folks, Philco's new table model radio phonograph has sleek trim lines, a dial you love to touch, and the most gorgeous voice on radio or records. This lovely lilt is due to a specially designed Philco tone chamber, brand new in a table model and matched to a special speaker. So at table model price, you get the range and richness of more expensive consoles. It's versatile, too. Plays up to 12 regular records automatically, plus the sensational new long-playing kind, and gives you brilliant radio performance. It's tops in table radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
Tubby Hakmunas Garin III, musical contact man for Paramount Studios, has threatened to eliminate himself if I don't sing the song he is currently trying to bring before the American public. I don't want Tubby to depart to the happy song plugging ground. Also, it's a very nice song, so here it is. Don't whisper things to me you don't mean. For words deep down I can be seen by the night. But night has a thousand eyes, and it knows the truth will hide from one that lies. The romance may have called in the past, my love for you will be everlasting and bright. As bright as the starlit sky, and this wondrous night that has a thousand eyes. I've lived my life walking through a dream, for I knew I would find this moment supreme. A night of bliss and tender sighs, and the smiling down of a thousand eyes. The night has a thousand.
Mike Todd has a new Broadway musical that's a big hit. I'm glad, but I'm not surprised, because with Bobby Clark in it and such songs as the one Peggy Lee brings us now, it's only understandable. Peggy.
Lucky in the rain, one day when I had nothing to do for an hour, I walked around in a shower. I had reason to complain. One moment I was sadly in need of a song. You came along, then the heavens smiled at me. My heart said, how lucky can you be? Things like that you can't explain.
Well, now if you'd like to take five to dry off, I'll introduce our next bundle of talent for this evening. Years ago, this fine group was billed as four boys and a guitar. Well, the guitar hasn't aged, but the boys are now men. It goes for me, too. But here, as great as ever, the Mills Brothers. Welcome to Philco Radio Time, gents.
Nice to be with you again, Bing.
Harry, it's been a long time, hasn't it? What you got on fire for us tonight?
Well, could you stand a little of two blocks down and turn to the left?
I could stand a bunch of it. I'll wait for you under the lamppost with some ribs and juice, huh?
Yes, sir. Boy,
if you've a hankering to have a ball,
a boodly-boo,
you can find your way down to the hole.
A boodly-boo,
just two blocks down, and turn to the left on the right-hand side of the street. You'll hear piano played by Bessie Green.
A boodly-boo,
you turn to stare at from the chef's cuisine.
A boodly-boo,
just two blocks down, and turn to the left on the right-hand side of the street. They're not responsible for personal happiness unless you join in the spirit of the night. The wine ain't rare, the folks ain't square, and you'll be glowing like a neon light. Give my regards to Mr. Henry Lee. He is the owner of the place, you see. So get along and don't be nervous. Henry will give you special service.
Two blocks down and turn to the left on the right hand side of the street.
Service.
Two blocks down and turn to the left on the right hand side of the street.
That's quite a thing, Mills Brothers, and thanks. But don't cut out, because now that I got you here, I want to barber a ballad with you a little later on in the show. At the Mo, Peggy Lee and I are ready with the current hit. Say, we're the busy ones, aren't we, tonight?
Peggy? I'll say, kid.
Well, let's go. John. Each time I see a crowd of people just like a fool, I stop and stare. It's the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there.
I go out walking after midnight along the lonely thoroughfare. Not the kind of place to look for you, but maybe you'll be there. You said your arms would always hold me.
You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Now after all those things you told me, how can it end like this? Someday if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stairs.
With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there, and maybe you'll be there.
Thank you, folks, and thanks, Peggy. Now, after months of saving string, we have hoarded enough hemp to make a string trio, which we call upon at this time. This trio is composed of Joe Venuti on the violin, the guitar is by Perry Bodkin, the Eddie Peabody of New Albany, Indiana, and slapping the bass is Phil Stevens of Atlanta, Georgia. This group comes to you absolutely unrehearsed in a fine arrangement of T for Two, which calls for many tricky and difficult changes of tempo. How about you starting it, Joe?
Well, Big, let somebody else start it. I don't want to get the blame.
He's only ribbing, folks. This is a fine thing. Really a hunk of stuff. Go, Joe. Great, Joe. You are definitely the Spade Cooley of South Philadelphia. I want to tell you, Joe, you certainly teed off on tea for two.
Well, Bing, I think we did pretty good, considering that none of us ever drank a cup of tea in our lives.
I'll make book on that. Now, if you'll excuse me, the Mills brothers and I like to blend in some ballads suitable for the barbershop. What's the first one there, Harry? I'll tell you my dream.
Right, Bing?
Well, you go and I'll come in.
Oh, dream dear. You had one, two. Now is the
tell me your dream,
and I will tell you
shining bright along the wall there. From the field there comes the breath of new mown hay. Through the sycamore the candle light
Ken, now do you have a brief New Year's Eve message from our sponsor? Brief, that is.
I shall be, Bing. And in brief, folks, Philco gives you a sensational new idea for the new year. On the level, something new has been added to recorded music for 1949, and it leaves the conventional phonograph as dead as the dodo bird. Now, you wouldn't buy a 1949 automobile without four-wheel brakes, would you? Of course not. So don't buy any 1949 radio phonograph unless it plays the sensational 45-minute record. Your Philco dealer will be glad to give you a free demonstration of the gorgeous new Philco consoles that play both regular records automatically and the new non-breakable long playing kind. For tone, performance, convenience, there's never been anything like them. And you couldn't invest your Christmas cash in any gift that'll give you more solid pleasure or lasting beauty. Get yours now on convenient terms. And for luxurious listening, accept nothing less than a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Here's John Scott Trotter's arrangement of a new song, Faraway Places, recorded this recently for Decca along with the Ken Darby vocal ensemble.
Faraway places with a strange sound and name, far away over the sea,
with a strange sounding name are calling, calling me. Go into China, or maybe Siam. I want to see for myself those faraway places I've been reading about in a book that I took from my shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. They call me a dreamer. Well, maybe I am. But I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places with the strange sounding names calling, calling me. Calling.
Time to move along now and make way for some fine shows to follow. But before ducking out...
Say, Bing, can I butt in here?
What you got, Carp? Another commercial?
Oh, no, not this time, Bing. It's a telegram. It reads, Dear Bing, you've been awarded the National Safety Council's Green Cross of Merit for the part you played in the success of our safe winter driving campaign last winter. And it's signed, Ned H. Dearborn, President of the National Safety Council.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dearborn, on behalf of our whole gang. And folks, watch that driving this winter. Now my thanks to the Mills brothers, Peggy Lee and Joe Venuti, for dropping in tonight.
Who's with you next week, Bing?
Next week, Peggy, Betty Grable, who looks like Philco's new table radio phonograph, will be here.
Well, have you got a table or are you going to hold her on your lap?
Also, Harry James will be here.
Oh. Gee, what do you mean?
Good night, folks, and a happy new year from Philco and all of us. Thank you.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Betty Grable and Harry James. And in 1949, keep your eye on your Philco dealer, the greatest developments in radios and phonographs from Philco, the leader.